They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. He said, this is good. I've done something great. And God, in his marvelous creative order, not just this world, but the entire universe that we have no comprehension of. All we know is what the scientific world has discovered. But what God knows and what God has declared and what God has proclaimed, he looked at everything that he had created and God said, it's very good. Not just good. But very good. For what God made, my brothers and sisters, had no flaws, had no defects, no blemishes, no imperfection. God saw that it was very good. As believers, we should have a sounding affirmation concerning what the Lord has done. By saying what God created was not only good, but what God created was very good. Sometimes we forget how great our God is. Sometimes we forget and we take for granted all the things that God has done for us. Sometimes we forget how blessed we are. Sometimes we forget that we have all the amenity that no other nation has. Sometimes we simply forget how good, how very good God has been in our life. And we sometimes don't want to acknowledge how good God has been to us. Not just good. But God has been very good. My brothers and sisters, there should be a joyful noise how the Lord has been very good to you as well as for me. In my life and in my family and in my health, the Lord has been very good to me. In my finances, in my health, the Lord has been very good to me. I don't care about COVID. I don't care about monkeypox. I don't care about all of the things. God is still good. God has a way of turning things around for your good. And what it says, my brothers and sisters, when folks talk about you, when folks criticize you, it's just a building block because God says, I'm turning it around for your good. You will never have a testimony in your life if you have never gone through something. You will never be witness to anything that happened to you in your life if somebody ain't talking about you. But when you have been bruised, battled, and scorned, and the Lord says, I've got your back, now you can say, my God, our God is very good. Our God is very good. My brothers and sisters, now I know and now I understand the effects of the 100th Psalm. For the psalmist says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, because of the Lord has been very good. Make a joyful noise. As I begin to examine the very first word in the 100th Psalm, it says make. I stopped and I pondered the question because in the beginning God began to make. See, God has a way of taking what was established in the beginning and show you in the summit how he did everything. And then when you put it together, you see where God is going for your life and mine because God is in the making business. God made you different, wonderfully, for you are uniquely precious in his sight. And so not only did God make all of these things by speaking it into total existence, we can use a word called bara, how God create all things from non-existing things. How in the world can the God that we serve make things from nothing? Because he is God. He is a God who speaks reality. So whatever he speaks coming to existence. My brothers and sisters, God made all things. And when we think about this glorious making, we see to make means to bring into existence by forming, shaping, or altering. Nothing existed before God. I don't care what the scientists say, try to theorize, or even hypothesize, or even guess how things came and began. And every time they try to disprove God, they only confirm God. Our Bible tells us that God says, let there be. And by saying that, God changed what was non-existence into existence. In other words, non-existence status changed when God spoke. When God spoke, it created the first time what is called sound waves. God barred all things into existence. And in doing so, God created noise. So we can only imagine the noise. We can only imagine the noise that God made when he spoke. If we define the word noise. Traditionally, it has been defined as a disturbance. So when God spoke, it caused commotion. And a commotion, Brother Joshua, is a disturbance. And a disturbance is defined as to interfere with or to cause an alarm. And when we begin to reconstruct that first verse, the Holy Spirit revealed it this way. When God tells us to make a joyful noise, it caused a disturbance in heaven, which in turn set off an alarm, which caused the Lord to stop and take notice that there is a noise, a joyful noise, which he is the object of. So he created a disturbance, which the world now sees. That's why when thunder shakes, it rattles the house because of what the Lord has done. The Lord God has always had time to hear each and every one of our worship and our praise. And when we make a joyful noise, it sends off a shockwave. It's like an SOS. And that shockwave goes into our heavenly realm. And as it goes into our heavenly realm, our heavenly Father hears it, and he understands that there's a worship experience going on. He searches out and he seeks out the hearts of everyone who sits here today. He knows our character, our contribution, and our lack of our support. But even in the midst of it all, God said in his word that he is a good God. A God that looks far beyond many faults and frailties, and he's still conforming us into his holy and spiritual image. And that's why the Lord God is the object of our praise. And because the Lord is the object of our praise should be joyful. Is there anybody in the house this morning who is joyful? And that the Lord is the object of your praise. The Lord gave the disciples a great commission to go and make disciples. And when you serve the Lord with gladness, the Lord is happy when someone gets saved. You are not here. You are not birthed just to sit. You are birthed to do work. You are not here just to just be a part of a crowd. You are here to do what God called you to do. The reason the church can become stagnated is because stagnation is in the hearts of some people. But when you've been born again, when the Lord has done something in your life, you can't sit still under a word of God that is changing, life-changing, and life-sustaining. You cannot sit still and not say a word if God's word is life-changing and life-sustaining, because the Lord has been very good in your life. The Lord is the object of our praise, my brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, we are to serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. How many times have you had a song? I remember Sister Betty told me a long time ago, she said, Pastor Matthew, you will sing one day. And I said, no. But the day came when I began to sing, because I didn't have a joyful noise when I first came here. And maybe you don't have a joyful noise because you've lived the way you've lived all your life. But I guarantee you, before you leave here, you will have a joyful noise. And that noise will be to give him praise, to give him honor, and to give him glory. We may hesitate. We may alter. We may try to change. But if the Holy Spirit is working on you, you will never be the same way that you were when the Holy Spirit do a transformation in your life. And the Holy Spirit is moving stuff out of the way, because you will not meet the Lord the way you are, because the Lord said, I'm transforming you into my image. We've all been predestined to look just like him. And I ain't never seen angels mad except all those that are fallen. So if you are on the Lord's side, there should be a joyful noise. Anybody making any noise in the house? He got you up this morning. He closed you in your right mind. Your children are well. Your house is intact. You got a wife. You got everything you need. There should be a joyful noise. You ain't in the hospital. There's no COVID in your life. You should make a joyful noise. You've got cars to drive. You've got money in the bank. There should be a joyful noise. There should be a joyful noise, because we serve a God who is very good. Who calls a deaf angel to behave? The Lord is good. You are here not because you're good, but because the Lord is good. I'm excited about the Lord, because he delivers us. And when the Lord is delivering us, our soul get happy. Have you ever been happy in the church? Have you ever shouted hallelujah? Have you ever broke down and cried? Have you ever heard the word of God and it changed your life? Have you ever been changed by the spoken word of God, regardless of who's speaking? Because God's word is a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our path. And when you hear the word of God, there should be an amen to his word. We should be happy. When the Lord entered into our life, because we was once lost, but now we are found. We should be happy that we are not losers, but we are winners. We should be happy that we are the head and not the tail. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking to our heart. We should be happy. As we enter into a worship service, I
feel good. Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@billsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe it.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.
How many got a made up mind tonight? Listen.
love my man, baby.